I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We will be talking about legitimate games, legitimate final scores of games with consequences. Can't wait for it. Corey McCartney from Fox Sports South. I used to work at Fox Sports South also. Hi, Corey. How are you?
Hey, great. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. 3 weeks from today, we're talking about real games with real consequences that have happened. And the game is supposed to be the greatest game ever in the history of college football to start a season between Florida State and Alabama. Here's my problem with it. It's got a 7-point spread this morning. That doesn't scream greatest game ever. Can you sell me on that? How this game can live up to that kind of hype?
I think maybe the bigger narrative on it is that these two teams could both be in the playoffs, right? I think that's
correct.
Ultimately what we're looking at. So I think it holds bigger consequences in that regard. And, you know, sitting down with DeAndre Francois and Jimbo Fisher at ACC Media Days, I think they realize the monster in front of them. They've got a brand new running back in Cam Akers, but I think there's enough there for this game to be a lot of fun. But Francois and that offensive line have got to show major improvement. But to me, it's all about the potential of what these two teams could be. It just so happens that they're facing off in week one, and certainly you feel like Florida State has a lot more to lose in this one than Alabama does, just because Alabama obviously off reputation and the schedule ahead of them can get that rebound and still get to the playoff. But I think there's a very real possibility both these teams could be still playing for things to get back to Atlanta in that same building in January.
Corey, tell me more of just how you're seeing this breakdown. And obviously you've seen that from ACC Media Days. I had a chance to interview Jimbo Fisher, too, and he had a very confident air to him, feeling really good about his club. So tell me this. Sunday morning, 3 weeks from today, we wake up to the biggest upset. Florida State has knocked off Alabama to start the season. Can you give me the storyline that played out that made that happen?
I think we're going to see a very consistent and non-risk-taking DeAndre Francois. And I think that the key there is the opportunities he's going to open up for Akers. I think this guy has the ability to be maybe the best freshman player in the country this season. I know he's already wildly generating some Heisman odds, which is an impossibility for a true freshman. But I think the fact that he's going to have things open up for him by Francois being a lot more reserved than he was a year ago. I think the non-risk-taking from Francois is going to be really key to this game. Last year he held onto the ball too long. A lot of those sacks, Jimbo will say, look, we had a line that wasn't helping him. A lot of that was the growth of a quarterback. I think Francois' play is really going to be the key for Florida State.
The numbers show you that Nick Saban and Alabama come out of the gates, and they come out of the gates strong. They tend to, break people down quickly. What would be the storyline where Alabama is managing to dominate Florida State if they were to come out and win by 2-3 touchdowns?
It's that defensive line of theirs just setting the tone, once again. I mean, you'll think back to 2009, when they really broke out, when they had that Clemson team that had, the running backs and Davis and Spiller, and that was going to be, the real run for Clemson, and that was Alabama's coming out party, and that was when that defensive line that we really saw what they were going to be capable of for a long time to come under Saban. I think if they're able to do that again, when we've seen them do it countless times, that's how they completely take over a game, and that's how conceivably they would do the same thing against Florida State.
Corey McCartney joins us here from Fox Sports South in this beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. So give me this. If the conference that you believe now today in mid-August is going to be left out of the college football playoff.
Ooh, that's a good one. The Pac-12.
The Pac-12 scared. Now, that surprised me because I thought you were going to say Big 12.
No, I really do think either Oklahoma or Oklahoma State's got a really good chance at this thing. I think, you know, those two teams are probably going to end up matching up again, you know, in the return of the Big 12 championship game. I think that, you know, is USC going to be able to put it all together? And I think that's where you kind of, you know, had their question marks. I know Sam Darnold, you know, is the Heisman favorite. He might be the best quarterback coming out a year from now. But, you know, I sort of look at the rest of that, the conference, and they always have that ability to kind of lose that one game they're not supposed to. At least they have for years. So I think that's, to me, and at Washington, I saw, you know, when we saw out of them in the playoff last year, that to me is the conference that I would be most worried about.
Lose the game you're not supposed to lose. Are you looking at your Georgia football notes? Because Georgia football has somehow managed to fall sort of into that abyss where under Mark Richt they couldn't even beat out Missouri, you know, 2 years in a row. They've been favored to win the East, haven't been able to deliver. Is this the year that Georgia steps back into some national prominence?
Man, they've got, I mean, the team looks like a lot of fun. You know, you
sure.
Think of a healthy Chubb along with Michelle. I mean, Eason with another year under his belt. You know, you've been around this
sure.
Georgia thing a long time, too, and it's a fan base that wants to believe that they're on par with Michigan, Ohio State, and, you know, those Alabama, those powers. They just haven't been able to get to that place in a very, very long time. They can win the East. I truly think they can win the East. But can they take down what would seriously be a highly favored West team in the title game? I think that's going to be the bigger question with them. The East is, but can they break through? That's the big thing with Georgia.
And believe me too, I do believe they can win the East and can get that done. But and I think fans would be pretty excited about that in Kirby's second year. Though Florida, though. You know, comes in there under Jim McElwain, and everybody's just sort of every year is going to doubt the Gators. Every year, not think that this is another year where McElwain can do this. Is he an underrated coach?
I don't know if he's underrated. I mean, what was his strength when he went to Gainesville? It was the offense, right?
Sure, it's supposed to be.
And they haven't been able to.
No.
I mean, they haven't been able to put together anything. You know, that's been a powerhouse offense. So I think when you look at it from that regard. He's done a lot with some great defensive players that were left there for him, and I think that to me is sort of the synopsis of his tenure so far. We haven't seen a guy who's been willing or being able to do what he was brought to town to do, and that was provide a return to the big offensive days for the Gators.
I was trying to figure out how Jim Harbaugh comes in with players that were leftovers and turns Michigan back into a top 10 caliber type program. And then when his own players start coming up through the ranks in that he's been bringing in, they're expected by many to take a step back. What's the story with Michigan, and how much are you a believer in them?
I think I'm more of a believer in what's happening down in Columbus and how that impacts what Harbaugh is able to do. I think the best version of Jim Harbaugh is the one that's verbally trying to go toe-to-toe with Urban Meyer. I think that's where they get that's where this thing is really going to be at its peak, because I think he has to feed off, you know, what's happening south from him, because he's getting guys. Obviously, he's you know, been able to put together strong recruiting classes, and we saw, you know, them put together a nice run a year ago. You know, we mentioned Florida. I mean, they're going to be facing them early on in Texas this year, a nice little proving ground for them a year later. But they're definitely on the upswing, but to me, they're always until they can break through against Ohio State. I think they're going to be a lot of it's going to be reactionary for Harbaugh based off of what's happening in Columbus. I think he's got to break through in that regard before we really start finding out what this program is capable of under him.
Will this be a year of the chalk, or will this year be a year of some surprise stories that come out of nowhere to excite us?
I think there's a couple surprise teams that are out there, and you know, not to stay within the ACC, but I think Mark Richt's got something going in Miami. I really do. I think that's a team that, you know, they're getting on the board, and you know the coaches poll that's already out. They're ranked there, and expectations for the AP poll, they're going to be in there too. But that to me is a team that I think could surprise some people. And finally give us that ACC title game that everybody's been waiting for since Miami joined that conference.
You ready for the college football season? You ready to be there?
Yeah, a couple days in that new dome over that first weekend, I think it'll be a lot of fun. That Tennessee-Georgia Tech game, I think a little underrated, but yeah, it's going to be a good first weekend.
I like Georgia Tech, by the way, that one.
I do too. I agree with you. I think the one side is you give Paul too much time for a Paul Johnson opponent, and they can kind of figure things out. I think you give Paul this long a time, I think he's going to have something cooked up for Tennessee.
He usually does, and he usually is underrated. Thank you so much, Corey. Enjoy the college football season. We'll check in with you as the season progresses. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Good to have you on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.